This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The nonprofit Suicide Prevention Coalition of Colorado says it's winding down operations. It was formed in 1999 to create a statewide agency to prevent suicide, which happened the next year. The group's board chair, Jennifer Daniels, says there's now much more awareness of suicide and many more prevention groups and programs.
There's some sort of targeted suicide prevention efforts happening all over the state.
The group's programs will be handed off to partner organizations where possible. If you are someone in crisis, call 988. The Fruta Welcome Center is once again welcoming travelers along I-70 in western Colorado. CPR's Dina Sieg reports it was closed for renovations for about a year.
The center got a $2 million refresh using state and federal money. The state says it's now easier to see from Interstate 70 with improved sight lines and a big red and yellow C out front. Inside, visitors can use large touchscreen displays to plan their Colorado travel itinerary, and kids can pretend to dig for dinosaur bones and raft whitewater rapids. The state has 10 welcome centers and says this remodel will serve as an inspiration. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche are hosting Minnesota Wild right now at Ball Arena. A win tonight could send the Avalanche to the Western Conference Final for the first time since 2022. That was the last time they won the Stanley Cup. A loss would send them to Minnesota for Game 6 on Friday. This is CPR News.